God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good and you are loved. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Why don't you stand this morning, and I'd love for you to turn in your word. If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 24. We're going to read verses 1 through 8. I'm going to talk to you about life this morning, and life is so good in Jesus Christ, and we're so glad you're here today. God is just an awesome, awesome God. Praise God. Now on the first day of the week, that's where we are today. We are on the first day of the week. Very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared. But they found a stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Wow. "He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words. Let's hold up our Bible this morning. We like to say this at Discovery Church. Say it with Pastor this morning. "This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen." Turn to four people this morning and say, "I'm glad you're here." Would you do that? Say, "I am glad you're here." Wow, we're glad you're here this morning. Amen. Anybody excited about Jesus besides Pastor? Man, I'm excited about him. He is so good. Amen. You know, most of us believe that the Easter is time to commemorate Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. And, you know, however, it's very vital that we realize what is the purpose of his life, death, and resurrection. Because it is so vital that we understand what Jesus has done for us. You know, a lot of times I won't usually minister on a subject on a holiday just because it's a holiday, because I really like to be led of the Lord, but I really wanted to minister today on this Easter Sunday on the life that Jesus has for us. The true meaning of Easter, it has nothing to do, I'm sorry, I don't want to disappoint some of you, but it has nothing to do with little bunnies and Easter egg hunts, you know, even fancy dresses. I saw one of our good guys come in the morning in a suit today, and I said, "Man, you are GQ today," right? It has nothing to do with those things. Easter is all about the resurrection and the life of Jesus Christ. It's all about what God accomplished through him on the cross and through the tomb, raising him from the dead. The true meaning of Easter is literally about the life-giving resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And today, my prayer for you is before you leave this place, if you don't know him and all he's done for you, that you'll experience that today, because God's got a good plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says he's got a good plan, a good future for our life. He wants to give you hope. The Bible talks about hope. The hope is the expectation of good. And today I want to tell you, you can leave this place having an expectation of God's goodness in your life. See, the wrath of God is no longer pointed at you. Because of the cross of Jesus Christ, he took all the judgment upon him. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." He drew all judgment on him so you and I would never have to be judged again. Wow, that is a powerful thing. That's what Easter is all about. He took away all of our sin and he gave us all of his life. He put grace into our lives that we may freely receive him in our life and experience his goodness every day. You see, God's got heaven on earth for you today. He's got heaven on earth for you today. He's rolled back that place called paradise here on earth that we may live a good life in this life. Amen? He is such a good, good Father. Can somebody say amen to that and give him a praise this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. So I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, as they were approaching the tomb and they looked in the tomb and they found, these women found that Jesus wasn't there. The angel said to them this powerful statement. He said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" You know, what is amazing to me today is so many people are still trying to find the living among the dead. They try to fill a void in their life. A void that's not there. They try to fill it with all types of things just to find peace in their life and in their heart. So they may go and try drugs, or they may try abuse and alcohol, or they may try different relationships only to find it empty. Well, listen, I want to tell you, the tomb is empty this morning. And the reason the tomb is empty so that you and I can be filled with the love of Jesus Christ. And it's only the love of Jesus Christ that will satisfy everything in your heart today. It is God's love that He poured out on that cross that you and I may have this life and that we may have it, John 10:10 says, more abundantly. Come on, somebody, you believe that? Amen. Wow, He is so good. You see, it's the enemy, it's not God. It's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You see, God gets blamed for a lot. You know, a lot of people say, well, God did this, or God caused that, or God caused this loss, or God caused that loss. No, not the God that I serve. I serve a good, good Father. Amen? He doesn't cause loss. God causes increase. I said, He doesn't cause loss. He causes increase. We serve a God of multiplication and increase, and God's favor is on our life because of Jesus Christ. In fact, everywhere you go today, if you're a believer, you've got the favor of God on your life because of Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, "It's a good life." You know why? Because we serve a good God. I want to tell you something else this morning. God is not disappointed in you. God loves you just the way you are. You know, we have a lot of disappointments in life. We go through life, and there's so many things that we face at times, and there's just things that come in our way, and things that we reflect on our own life, things that we look into our own life and say, "Wow, I really missed it. I really missed it there. Man, did I miss it there? Wow, did I blow it there?" I want to tell you, God still loves you right where you are. You're not a mess to God. You're a bless to God. He loves you so much this morning. Mary Magdalene is so interesting because we read this story, and one of the first women that showed up at the tomb was a lady named Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a hot mess before she met Jesus. Come on, be honest with me. Have you ever felt like your life had been a hot mess before? Anybody in this place? That was Mary Magdalene. In fact, the Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene, that before she came to Christ, that Jesus cast out 7 demons out of her life. Now, I don't know what you've gone through in life. I don't know what's happened to you, but I believe it has not been as bad as her. What a horrible life she had. Imagine 7 demons influencing her life all the time. But when she met Jesus, the demons had to flee. See, the Bible says that demons actually tremble at the name of Jesus. Wow, so if you're a believer today, I want to tell you, you've overcome, amen? Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We have power in Jesus Christ today. He didn't leave us powerless. He gave us power through the anointing of the Holy Spirit today. Wow, yeah, come on, brother. Who's that little guy? I love him. Amen. Wow. The mouth of babes and suckling, you have perfected praise. God, you're so cool. Amen. So it's so interesting because here we find Mary Magdalene. You know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, listen to this. Listen to what the Bible says. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned." All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Pastor, have you sinned? Oh, yes. Have you sinned? Oh, yes. Has the whole world sinned? Oh, yes, we have. And it's really interesting because the word sin there in the Greek means to miss the target or miss the mark on the target. Well, some of us were so bad we missed the whole target. Come on, amen? But here's a great scripture. Listen to this, Romans 6:23. Listen to what this says. This is so powerful. Romans 6:23. Amen. "For the wages of sin is death, There's a price to be paid, right? There's a price to be paid. But what is so good is that Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price for every sin you ever committed, yesterday, today, and forever. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow, the gift of God. It is a gift. What does that mean? You can't earn it. You see, religion will tell you you've got to earn your salvation. They'll tell you you've got to go out and knock on so many doors. You've got to do so many prayers during the day. You've got to do all these things. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is freely giving it to us. Amen? He said, freely I've given to you. Amen? Give to others freely. Praise God. And so we have been freely given this wonderful gift of salvation. And the word salvation contains healing, deliverance, prosperity, peace, joy, all of these things Christ has given to us and provided as a gift and has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Wow, that is the power of it is finished. That is the power of the cross. That is what God has done for us. You are no longer a sinner. You are a saint in Jesus Christ today because of what he's done. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, you mean I don't never sin anymore? No, you may be stupid at times, but I want to tell you, your spirit is sealed and as pure can be. Turn to somebody and say, just don't be stupid. Amen? Wow, God is so good and so powerful. Hallelujah. What is amazing about Mary Magdalene, there's a story about when Jesus went into a house that a woman took an alabaster box filled with precious anointment and broke it and came and began to wipe his feet and minister to him and pour the oil on his feet and dried it with her hair. And what's so amazing about this story is Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, her sins which are many, Luke 7:47, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. You know, I believe the reason Mary Magdalene was the first one at the tomb that day is because she knew how much Jesus had forgiven her. And when you know how much Jesus has forgiven you, that he's forgiven you of all your sin, man, you love much. And that's exactly what happened to her. She knew how much Jesus loved her, how much he'd forgiven her, and therefore she loved much. John 3:16, how many know this beautiful verse of Scripture? John 3:16, look at this. What a powerful Scripture. Maybe you've never heard this before, but this is what the Bible says about you and I. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world. Turn to somebody and say, that's you. No, turn to somebody else and say, that's you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that powerful? Can somebody say that is powerful? Amen. But look at the next verse. Look at verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. You see, what was so marvelous about Mary Magdalene is when she was delivered and God came to her, she realized that she no longer had to walk under condemnation, but she was walking under the life-giving love of Jesus Christ. God didn't come to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved, might be delivered. Wow. And over in Romans 8:1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation, no guilt. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you've gone through, but you may be living a life of guilt, a life of shame, but once you come to Jesus, that is rolled back. Just like that stone was rolled back 2,000 years ago, so was the condemnation and guilt that we may be experiencing right now because of Jesus Christ. Wow. Turn to somebody else and say, he's really preaching better than your amening this morning. That stone, the stone was rolled away. You know, I really believe that stone represented the Ten Commandments because they are all pointing at us saying we were guilty. The law says you're guilty. Jesus says, I love you and I free you and I rolled it away. Man, that stone has been rolled away. We're no longer under the law. Thank God. Thank God we are no longer under the law of condemnation and shame and guilt, but we're living under grace. God's grace is operating in our life. We've been resurrected to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 5:12 for just a moment. Love this scripture. Amen? Romans 5:12. Praise God. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. Because of Adam's disobedience, we are imputed, sin was imputed upon all mankind, and we all sinned. We all missed the mark. But because of Jesus Christ, that curse has been reversed. Praise God forevermore. We're no longer under a curse, not even a generational curse, because we're in a new family. We're in the family of righteousness and the family of God today. So there's no curse formed against you that will prosper. Oh, can somebody amen to that? Praise God. There is no curse. Praise the Lord. You see, God gave this planet for man to live and man to dominate. But man gave that away when he gave his right and he sinned over to Satan. But when Jesus came, he came back to bring that authority back to us and back to the church. And now we are people of righteousness and authority in Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow, 1 John 3:8, look at this. What a powerful scripture, amen? 1 John 3:8, I love this scripture. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. But look at this. For this purpose, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, which includes sin, sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. He has destroyed them and put life into each one of us today. Man, that's the reason that he came. That's the reason that he rose from the dead. Do you know he rose from the dead that you and I may walk in righteousness? That's the reason he rose from the dead. Really, Pastor? Absolutely. Look at Romans 4:25. You're in a word church, by the way. So if this is your first time here, we love giving the word. Because the word is so important in our lives. It is vital in our lives. Listen to this. Who was delivered up because of our offenses? Speaking of Jesus, Paul speaking of Jesus. He was delivered up because of our offenses. That's why he went to the cross. But he was raised because of our justification. He wasn't raised because he was the Son of God. He was raised so that you and I might become righteous in Jesus Christ. That's the reason that he got up that day. Because he exhibited the righteousness of God and he gave it to you and I in Jesus Christ. And today, we're no longer under the curse of sin and death and poverty and sickness. We're under the blessing and the favor of God because of the righteousness that he's given each one of us. Amen. You believe that? Come on, church. You believe that today? Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood so that you and I could live free from the works of the devil. Look at Luke 4:18. I love this scripture. Look at this scripture. This is a prophetic word that Jesus expounds on here in Luke. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon him because he has anointed me." The anointing of the Holy Spirit is the power to get results. To preach the gospel to the poor. Why? The gospel means good news. Why is it good news? Because if you're poor, when you experience the gospel, you're no longer poor. Amen. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're coming out of a relationship. Maybe some things have gone horrible in your life. Maybe you've been through a divorce recently. Maybe your heart is broken. I want to tell you, Jesus is near the brokenhearted. He loves you today. He's got a great plan for your life. Amen. He is the healer of broken hearts. How do you know that, Pastor? Because I've had a broken heart before, and I know he's healed mine, and I know he'll heal yours because he's no difference to any person. Amen? He's all the same to everyone. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, Maybe you're hung up on something this morning. Maybe you feel captive somewhere. But I want to tell you, God's proclaiming liberty to you this morning. There's freedom in Jesus. Amen. And recovery of sight to the blind. Maybe religion has made you blind. Religion will do that to you. It will make you blind. But let me tell you something about religion. Buddha is still in the grave. He's still there. Mohammed is still in the grave. He's still there. Confucius is still in the grave. But I want to tell you something. I've been to the grave. I've been to the tomb. I've looked in the tomb. And I can declare to you this morning, and by the word of God, that tomb is empty. You see, religion, come on, somebody, amen. Wow. Religion will keep you working and keep you busy to try to earn something from God. Well, Jesus did it all for you so he could give you something without any working for it. Wow. That is a powerful, powerful thing. And the only thing you've got to do is open up your heart and receive everything God has for you. Man, he's got a good life. He's got a beautiful life for you. Look at Ephesians 2:10. Let's put this up in the Amplified. This is so cool. I love this verse of Scripture. Does anybody love the Word besides Pastor? Man, the Word is good. The Word will sustain you. Amen. Look at Ephesians 2:11. Amen. 2:10. For we, God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestinated, planned beforehand. See, God's got a good life already planned for you. Only thing you got to do is just receive everything he's got for you. It's already laid out on the table. For us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. In Jesus Christ, it's already set up for you. Man, my wife has got a meal today. I mean, I cannot hardly wait to get home. We've got ham. Thank God I'm not Jewish. I'm a Christian. I like ham. Ham is good. We have sweet potato casserole. Come on, somebody. We have angel eggs. They may be devil eggs at your house, but they're angel eggs in my house. Amen. We got some lemonade and some iced tea. We've got a strawberry cake for dessert. I'm telling you, man. She's done all this work, and I was trying to thank her for it this morning and let her know how blessed I am, because it's like all this stuff. Only thing, you know what I have to do today? Only thing I have to do is go home and sit down and just enjoy. Now, I may get up and wash some dishes afterwards, but that's just what Jesus wants you to do. He wants you to come and sit down this morning and enjoy all he has for you. He's got good for you today. He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life. You know, if you don't have the Lord, if you're not sure of him this morning, I want to tell you right now, you may think your life is good, but it only gets gooder. I do have a master's degree, right? It only gets gooder, right? His life is so good, which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. You see, God's just wanting you to awake to all he has for you. Some of you have just been sleeping spiritually, and God says, come on, wake up. Amen. Wake up. I've got something so good for you. I want you to come and partake of everything I have for you today. Don't leave this place this morning without receiving all I've got for you. I've got a good life for you. How many know God's got a good life for us? Man, what a powerful scripture. Look at what he says in 3 John 1:2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know, God's prayer for you, that you prosper in every area of life. Everything in life, God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to prosper in. Amen. God wants you to reign in life. Do you realize that? Look at Romans 5:17. God says you can reign in life. Not strain, not drain, but reign. For if by one man's offense, there's Adam again, death reigned through the one. Much more, everybody say much more. Much more, those who receive what kind of grace? abundance of God's grace, abundance of God's favor, and what? The gift of righteousness will do what? Will reign in life. God wants you reigning in life. When do you reign in life? The moment you receive Him. The moment you open up your heart to Him. That's when you begin to reign in life. You say, well, Pastor, what do I have to do? John 1:12. Look at this. John 1:12. Very simple. Not very hard. But as many as received Him, to Him He gave the right to become the children of God. To those who what? Believe on His name. Look at Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. Look at this verse of Scripture. You see, salvation is not hard. A child can understand it. It's easy. Amen? God made it that way. Some of us aren't maybe too bright. Come on, somebody. So God made it simple. I'm glad. Anybody else glad? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near you. And here's what we do. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Wow, next verse. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses is made unto salvation. So how hard is it? Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Simply open up your mouth and say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me of all my sin. I receive you into my life. That is so simple. And God made it that way so all the world could receive and believe. Look at 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. Here's what's so cool. Now, this is written to unbelievers, 1 John 1:9. It's not written to believers, right? You've got to understand that. Once you're a believer, you are saved. You are sealed. God has you. Amen? But listen to what He says to unbelievers today. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look at Acts 13:39. Acts 13:39. Let me give you another verse here. Acts 13:39. Amen. Acts 13:39. Praise the Lord. In the Amplified. Let's put it up in the Amplified if we can. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that through Him, everyone who believes, who acknowledges Jesus as his Savior and devotes himself to Him, is absolved, cleared, and freed from every charge. Wow. From which he could not be justified and freed by the law of Moses and given a right standing with God. That is a powerful scripture. That is what Jesus has done for us. That is who He is in your life today. He has freed us from every charge against us. Man, because the law said you're guilty, Jesus said, I have set you free. Would you stand this morning? Amen. Praise God. Every head bowed, every eye closed today. We just love Him this morning, and we don't believe in embarrassing anybody. We just believe in just receiving the Lord today. And He loves you today. He says, I've got a good plan for your life. So, church, I want you to pray a prayer with me. If you've never prayed this prayer before, I want you to pray this prayer with me this morning. And when we pray this prayer, as the band is playing softly, Christ is going to come into your life through faith. He's going to change everything in your life in this moment today. Would you pray with me, church, everyone together? Say, Jesus, thank you that you died for me. And that you rose again. Today, I receive you into my life. Thank you that you've forgiven me of every sin, of every guilt, of every shame. Today, I receive the abundant life of Jesus Christ. Thank you today, Lord. In your name, I am a believer by the grace of God. In Jesus' name. While your head's bowed, while your eyes closed this morning, if you prayed that prayer for the first time or it's been a long time, I want you to slip your hand up. No one's looking around. Say, I prayed that prayer. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else this morning, you prayed that prayer for God bless you. God bless you. Wow, there's so many. God bless you. He loves you so much today. Amen. Praise God. Crystal, would you come here a second, if you would, Crystal? Amen. I want you to meet Crystal here just a moment. You can put your hands down. Amen. This is, come on here, Crystal. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to embarrass you. You know Pastor loves you. Amen. Crystal's awesome. She's one of our prayer ministers here, and she's in room 3. And we've got, I believe, got some good pamphlets back there, some things to give. We've got some things to give you this morning. Room 3 is right out the door. And we want to thank you this morning. Crystal, I'm going to let you go back there. She's going to stand at door and greet you. But if you raised your hand this morning, just slip in there and see her. Say hello to her. She's got some good things to give you this morning. Man, God is good. Can we give the Lord a praise for every one of these? Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Listen to me. I want you to turn some eyes this morning. Maybe you don't know who they are or if they raised their hand or not, but I want you to turn some eyes and say, you've just chosen the good life. Come on. You've just chosen the good life. Holly and I want to greet you this morning if you feel comfortable. We don't have to shake your hand if you don't feel comfortable doing so, but we want to greet you at the back door today and say hello. We have a little gift for you as well back there, but we're so glad you came to Discovery Church. Hey, consider making this place your home. It's a great place. You'll be loved. You'll be cared for. We've got care groups. We've got discovery groups. But you are loved this morning. God bless you. Turn to somebody and say, have a Jesus-filled day. Amen. Praise the Lord.